Two others that have got into trouble for saying words are our next guests, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dr. Rashid Buttar. Both spoke out about the dangers of the vaccine from the beginning. They've been vilified and deplatformed and attacked, as you would expect, for having this stance. Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Buttar were labelled as part of the disinformation dozen by the infamous censorship front, the Centre for Countering Digital Hate. But what they said would happen with the COVID jabs appears to us to have happened. Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Buttar, thank you so much for coming on to Right Now. Dr. Tenpenny, I'll start with you. Is it kind of a bittersweet thing in the sense that, you know, you predicted what would happen, the danger of the vaccines, it's coming true, but you don't want to be right?
I would say that's a very accurate assessment, that it is very bittersweet. I mean, when I identified the 40 mechanisms of injury that were causing problems back in May and then July of 2021 and outlined them using peer-reviewed medical literature, everybody just laughed and said that can't possibly be true and there aren't going to be any deaths. And what makes you think you're so sure about this? And it's like, well, I've been using your literature. And now fast forward a year later, and almost everything that I said during that period of time has sadly come to pass.
It's Dr. Buttar, you were the same. You spoke out. I mean, you went on CNN. That was an infamous interview where they kind of tried to pull a bit of a hatchet job on you. I think at one point the interviewer labeled you crazy for saying things that have now come to pass. What would you say to that interviewer now, you know, if he was sat in front of you now and you got another chance to talk to him?
I'd probably say the same thing I said to him before. He made a comment that he said, so you're telling me that I'm going to be dead from taking this vaccine? And I said, I didn't say that, but I'll be happy to see you in the next 2 years and see how your health is. And so, you know, to me, the outcome, whatever the outcome is, people want to believe A, they want to believe B, they want to believe C, they're going to reap the rewards, or they're going to have to pay the consequences for their decisions, as anything in life. My whole agenda was very simple. It should let as many people know as possible that to introduce this modified messenger RNA genetic modification tool into their bodies would not be beneficial for their health and appeared to be detrimental. And based on the evidence, it was clear that it was going to be something that would end life prematurely.
I must admit, on a personal level, you know, life experience and people that I know now, unfortunately, you were absolutely right to say that this was going to cause illness and death. Sherry, you as a medical doctor before, you even like long before COVID, you gave out vaccines, and then something happened that changed your mind about vaccines in general. Could you tell us what that was?
In September of 2000, I attended the National Vaccine Information Center meeting in Washington, D.C., and walked away after a four-day meeting of listening to doctors, researchers, bench scientists, parents of vaccine-injured children, and attorneys going, how did I possibly miss this? I grew up in a chiropractic family. I wasn't vaccinated as a child. I had all the age-appropriate measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, and it was never really a big deal to me to think about vaccines. But when I came home from that meeting, I started into some research. I dug into CDC documents, and then I subscribed to the New England Journal of Medicine, to JAMA, to the Pediatric Infectious Disease Journal, and on and on. And the more that I read, the more that I realized that we had not been taught anything about vaccines in medical school. And the more that I researched each individual ingredient and all the shots, it just became kind of an obsession with me to study more and more. And now 22 years later, and tens of thousands of hours into this research, I realized that vaccines have never been proven to be safe. They've never been tested for protection. They absolutely are not necessary, and they cause great harm. And so after 22 years of talking about that and sharing the information from the peer-reviewed literature only to parents, it was a natural transition to start investigating the COVID shots and finding that they were even worse and more destructive than what the vaccines are in the pediatric schedule.
And it seems to be the case at the minute that they're talking about the COVID jabs actually going on the pediatric schedule, which is terrifying to me to even think about that. You were both labelled as part of this disinformation dozen. The Centre for Countering Digital Hate, I think, were the ones that launched that. They're a Labour Party front, actually, believe it or not, actually started off here in the UK, whose job basically it is to tell people to basically hate people. So, you know, they sell themselves as an anti-hate group when actually what they're doing is telling people to hate their targets. And obviously you, along with 10 others, you know, such as Robert Kennedy Jr., were those targets. Dr. Bhattar, to you first, how did it affect you kind of on a professional level, but also on a personal level, to have your kind of, you know, face thrown out as part of this disinformation dozen?
Well, I think that in my life, I've always been sort of out of the box and kind of like a lone wolf. It didn't really bother me too much. In July of 2021, during a press conference, Biden named me and one other person as among the, he called the most dangerous people. And I think he was referring to the disinformation dozen, but he singled myself and one other person out. I think, I don't remember who the other person was. And actually the special operator community in the military actually took quite a grave offense to that. And especially, you know, when somebody has served their nation as a soldier. So that may have irritated me some, but it didn't really affect me in a manner that like bothered me. The only thing that did make it come to the one thing was that he was painting a target on an American citizen or an American citizens, and that again is something that is almost a threat, if you will. But as far as being labeled as part of the disinformation dozen, I think I probably would be safe in speaking for all the people on that disinformation dozen. We kind of wore it as a badge of honor that we stood and against the narrative. At least I did. And so it didn't bother me. It probably made me, I kind of felt a little proud, I guess you could say.
Yeah. What about you, Sherry? Would you agree with that?
I would echo exactly what Dr. Bhattar just said. You know, it was sort of like you knew you were hovering right over the target and that you were doing things exactly right. And that I honestly felt like it, like with what Dr. Bhattar said, it was kind of like, yeah, great. We're finally making ourselves known and getting labeled as that. My only problem with it was that there was more than 12. There was a whole bunch more people that should have been on that list that were speaking out loudly, trying to protect the American and the international public against the dangers that were going to come down the pike that have arrived from these shots.
It can't be understated as well, the work that you both did, and obviously the 10, and obviously, as you say, Sherry, far more than a dozen people have done, because the amount of abuse that you took, and also, you know, to be honest, everyone that refused this shot all over the world, the amount of abuse they took. I mean, I remember seeing some of the footage coming out of Germany, but given their history, there was graffiti saying gas the unvaccinated just written on the side of buildings and stuff. It was absolutely insane. So for people to resist and have the strength to resist is, you know, I'll raise my glass to you. And a lot of that came from obviously the work that you both did. There are people out there now that maybe, you know, they got duped into one, or they got duped into two, or maybe even three of these shots that have now kind of seen the light a bit. And I'll be honest, I know some of these people, they're actually terrified because they're starting to come around to the fact of what you've said, and they're thinking, you know, I've got this thing in me. I don't know what to do in terms of trying to stay healthy. They feel like they're ticking time bombs, basically. So I'll ask this to both of you, but I'll go for you first then, Sherry. What would you say to those people?
Well, unfortunately, once you vaccinate, you can't unvaccinate. And that applies to the COVID shot. It applies to MMR, measles, chickenpox, flu shots, whatever shot that you inject into your body. That once you vaccinate, you can't unvaccinate. And the damage that's done by these shots is not particularly reversible. There's not anything that we've seen in terms of a supplement, a detox, a tea, a this or that. Now, having said that, you can always get your body healthier. You can always change your diet. There's certain supplements you can take. There's IV therapies that can help to make you healthier, but you can't unvaccinate.
Well, what about you, Dr. Bhattar? Is there anything you've heard or any experience that you have that, you know, that you could point people in the direction of?
I would echo what Dr. Sherry Tempany said, and I would say that, you know, it's almost like crying over spilled milk. Now, having said that, and for 2.5 years, the reason that I was so zealous in trying to bring attention to this is because once you've introduced this substance into the body, you can't undo it. You've basically taken something into the body that is responsible for, it's actually responsible for, I'm sorry, I actually hit my table that's going up and down. You've actually you've actually considered a, you've actually created a problem that has genetically modifying your blueprint, your DNA. It's actually adjusting your system so that you are less human than what you were before you took the jab. Now, having said that, there does seem to be some appearance based upon something that we've been doing in cancer for almost a quarter of a century now, and it's based on the antigen receptor specific pathways. We call it the antigen receptor specific self-signaling, and that was actually detailed at the Advanced Medicine Conference that was held in May during Memorial Day weekend in San Antonio, Texas. In fact, Dr. Sherry Tempany was one of the 20 presenters at this conference. Now, based on historical precedents, based on clinical research, based on published data, and based on anecdotal evidence that we've now recently seen over the last 4 to 5 months, there does seem to be a potential therapy for whatever they throw out, not just for if you've been vaccinated, but also for the viral shedding. It's all based upon how the immune system responds and how the B cells create antibodies using the antigen receptor site and modifying it. So that's all detailed at the Advanced Medicine Conference website, which is advancedmedicineconference.com.
That's great. So there is some hope out there then. I'm sure that'll you know, kind of make some feel a lot better. Because I do have conversations with people that kind of have just, you know, maybe taken a little bit of a step down the rabbit hole now, and they've realized that actually they've just been lied to for 3 years, which is the nicest thing to realize. Thank you so much for both of you for joining us. And thanks also for everything you've done, both of you, from the beginning of this, actually, from March 2020, when the world was in chaos and everyone was kind of looking around for a voice of sanity. You were both there, and as Sherry said, among others. So we do appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good to see you, Sherry.
That was great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. We really appreciate it.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant, you can take it when you're nursing, you can give it to little children, you can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water, because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out. The heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch within our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years. Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off. Gold and silver always has value. It never goes to zero. And it's a great place to store your wealth. It's a great place to have it for inheritance, for your children, for your grandchildren. And when you can actually get the coins itself, when you can actually do that, you can actually even have a coin collection. I think that some of the older Walking Liberty silver dollars are just amazing, that come from the early 1900s. And I think that everybody should have some of those, not only for history, but as a place to protect your wealth, protect your money going forward. It never goes to zero. Like our paper fiat money with hyperinflation and the things that we may be seeing in the future, our dollar could literally go to zero. It could be worth nothing. You might not even be able to barter with it, but you will always have value in gold and silver. You'll always be able to eat with it. You'll be able to trade with it. And it's a great place to store your wealth. Particular company that we work with, because we really, again, trust their product. We believe that this company has a high level of integrity, and they are great with customer service. To learn more, go to bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. That's bit.ly/gold-silver-drt. There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell, because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to your gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, it helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for.